Who's the best show here?
Dairy Queen, apparently. There we go.
Right?
Why not?
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Good, that's the best one yet.
I am short.
Pizza, pizza.
Showtime!
It was with my mouth.
Just swinging in the breeze.
Well, you were making it from
Dave
Blake's kitchen.
Sweet meat.
I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a little thing tech show, and that's fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies down a Lincoln bat. For the stream link, go direct to DLNTS.org. And the IC channel is a linuxdate.net. Bound tech show. Just sit right there, cause the castle's just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 1068 of the Linux Link Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Joel.
Good evening.
We have Joe.
Live from Dairy Queen.
Yeah. And peeping in from the glory hole, it's Pop Rock and Dave.
Hello.
I had news from my ENT, and right now the answer is no, I do not qualify because of my central air. Yeah, well,
your central air?
There's two kinds of sleep apnea. Obstructive, which I do have, and central, which I also have, but I have 28% of my 27 to 28% of my apneas are central. Central is if you have no idea what that is. It's when your brain doesn't tell you to breathe when you're sleeping. Okay. So
your brain's trying to kill you.
The FDA and insurance guideline for Inspire therapy. Inspire treats obstructive, not central. The ratio has to be 25% centrals to the rest of it obstructive. So I am suspect of that because I was fed two different numbers, one by the ENT Friday and then one by the ENT Monday. And I wasn't supposed to go see my sleep doctor until November. I then moved that up to Monday, this coming Monday, because I'm like, all right, we got to straighten this out. Because the one thing I'm going to insist on, or at least I want to validate, one, to validate that they have the right numbers to the ENT. And two, if that is the right numbers, then I want to find out, one, can I get another study that's in lab instead of at home to validate that? Because in lab, they do it much differently. It's a much different set of equipment when they do it in a lab. And if they can't do that, then I want to find out if I can't get what they call a retitration study to evaluate what pressure I have on my CPAP. And that's mainly because, one, I want them to lower what I have, and two, I want to look at getting there is a machine called the ResMed Myer Mini, which is basically about the size of a can of pop, and can run off a battery. All right, but the only problem is that's a CPAP, not a BiPAP, and I'm not sure if it could drive the pressures that I may need. That would, of course, be my own pocket, roughly $1,500, not counting the batteries, because I'm talking like supplies and all that I had to buy on my own. May have to change the mask up because I'm not sure if my mask will work with that. I might look into some of the other ones so that I just can use the same tubing and same mask, but something like that. They have a various batteries that I can buy that can be charged off a solar panel. So I'd have one in the pack that I would use the next day, and then the one I used the previous night would be charging as I'm on a backpacking trip. So at least that would be the goal. So but my preference is to push to find out, you know, validate my numbers that I got in the first study with another study. and then hopefully get qualified for the surgery. There is an actual, and I didn't find this out until I started researching this, there is an implant that can treat the centrals, but because my ratio is not, I would say it's not, my majority apnea is obstructive, I don't know that 28% is big enough that I can get that. But I did find out by talking to the people who make that, that you can actually have both Inspire and Remedy is the other one, R-E-M-E-D-E, and they both treated differently. You know, so you can actually have both, and they can synchronize both. But these are the options that we have in the U.S. There are other implants that are in development that are qualified, approved for use in the EU. And there's always a chance that the FDA can change the guidelines in the future. So, but it's really interesting technology and all of that, because like, I think both of them have Bluetooth in them for setup, which is kind of cool. But that's my status on that. I'm still going to push for getting some way that I can go do overnight backpacking trips and stuff like that. And I did start actually going to the gym in the morning now, because it's now too damn dark to go on the trail in the morning at 6 o'clock. So I've been pushing myself through. I'm doing majority of my workout on the treadmill has been 4 miles an hour, which is about where I want to be for the first 5K. So I'm good with that.
Cool.
And pushing weights. I did weights 1, 2, 3 days so far this week. 2 leg days, and the other one was upper. Yesterday I just did treadmill and just walked on treadmill because I was dogging it. It was a rough day yesterday, but I have been 4 days.
Hey, raw dogging in a row. Some days, you know, you just got to go out dogging.
Yep.
Joel's back to the gym, raw dogging.
Like, you should really look that up.
Yeah, I know.
Yep. You just tell all your friends you're going to raw dog it at the gym.
Yeah.
What is it? What did you go to? What gym?
Planet Fitness for the moment.
There you go, man. Raw dogging all day.
It's cheap, man. It's like, what, a little bit over $20? Because I have the black card, so I can get the hydro massage chair and the...
Plus, if you go on a vacation or a trip somewhere, you can still hit the gym.
Yep.
Raw dog wherever you go.
And you generally know... See, that's the great thing about that, is you generally know what equipment they have. So you're not going to be screwed. You know, the only thing is...
They're not going to have a lot of free weights.
No, they never do. They do usually have barbells and some Smith machines, which
You're not supposed to use the free weights there, right? They're just for decoration. Because if you do and you grunt, they kick you out.
No, it's if you like grunt and drop the weight.
Or you're being stupid.
Yeah. It's like we were doing at boot camp last week, we were doing squats and then... I'm trying to remember the one we were doing with the weight. I don't know, but we were doing basically, we were doing this one exercise for 10 squats, six ankle taps, and six sit-ups. That's what we were doing.
Ankle what?
Yeah,
taps.
Oh, I thought you said PAPS, and I was like,
"Taps, okay. Ankle taps to work your obliques."
Okay.
So basically, you lay down like you're gonna do a sit up with your knees up, and then you just try to touch either ankle, you know, the left ankle with your left hand, the right ankle with your right hand. So.
I know. I got it.
And you do
I
it
should
as fast
probably
as
get
you
a
can.
Gym membership again.
Yeah, it's useful.
Don't you have a gym in your garage?
I do, but you know what my garage doesn't have?
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
And a treadmill.
But I do have an exercise bike now.
You don't have a Dairy Queen in there either, do you?
No, I don't have a Dairy Queen there. And there is a Dairy Queen between me and Planet Fitness.
There you go. But yeah, my pastor is actually... gone full on into the Peloton bike, which I'm like, no, no. Well,
Peloton bikes are expensive to begin with, and then you got to pay a monthly fee.
Yes. And then I don't really want to do a spinning class with somebody. Yeah, I don't want to do a spinning class with some 20-something chick on TV. You know,
I don't mind the idea of you know, being online to do your pedaling and get the experience of that and being with other people to do. I don't mind that. I do mind that there isn't some kind of open source free service that you can use to do the exact same thing.
Because
I agree with that. It shouldn't cost $800 or $900 to be able to have a couple of sensors on a $20 exercise bike,
right?
And then you know pay to be able to access somebody else's network to be able to do something extremely simple.
Yeah, well, and it's like Planet Fitness during the pandemic. They could have charged me when I couldn't go in. I'd have been fine with that because I want them to be around. If you know what I mean.
Well, they did stop charging during the pandemic. That was nice.
They did do that, yeah, and they did have like online streams and stuff for getting additional exercise and stuff. Like I said, I'd have gladly paid for it when
well,
it was
closed. Wouldn't have been much different for most people that you know pay for it and don't go. That's where gyms make their money.
This is true in a lot of cases, but yeah. Now the frustrating thing here is the initial one I signed up with, which is over by my old house. They had a machine called the Arc Trainer. The Grove City one doesn't have that. All they have is the ellipticals, treadmills, and bicycles. I think they got a rowing machine or two. But I like the Arc Trainer, especially when it seems I've got a problem about every week or two. I've been developing a blister on my right on the ball of my feet in the center of like right behind the middle toes. And it doesn't. The one I have now doesn't hurt. You know, it's just more annoying. It's just, I'm just like, I wish it would stop, or at least the callus would finally be built up there. I think if I go hiking this weekend, I'm probably gonna take. I have a foot glide to put on your feet, which is supposed to help with that.
Moleskin's what you need.
Yeah, or Leukotape. Leukotape also does. That's what most people are using now, instead of the old moleskin. But
I'd love to get something like a hack squat machine.
Yeah.
But I don't have room for that shit.
Or a Smith, right?
No, I don't want a Smith machine.
Okay.
I mean, Smith machines have their uses.
They do. See, I did, today was leg day, so I did, 3 sets of 15, leg press. I'm pressing 200 pounds on the leg press now.
I don't like the leg press because it limits, range of motion, which is why I would prefer a hack squat machine.
Yeah, I get that. I do leg extensions like curls.
My problem with leg extensions is if I do enough weight to tire myself out, like actually get to burnout on legs, then it's an insane amount of weight for an insane amount of reps.
It is.
And two, the next day I hate life.
I don't disagree.
Or maybe 2 days later, it takes a little bit longer sometimes for it to kick in. But I'll just have to walk really slowly everywhere, and I'll be like limping.
What I've been getting with like the last few weeks at a boot camp, we've been doing a lot of ab and core. All right. So the first day, like Friday, no problem. I'm just fine. I get up Saturday morning and my abs are like, "What the hell did you do to me?"
Yeah, I don't do a lot of abs because a lot of my it's an ancillary yeah. to a lot of my other exercises.
Right. Yeah.
So that whole tightening the core to
like a squat.
Do squats to
right.
do chest press, basically anything I do.
Yeah, like on the ab machine at Planet Fitness, I'm also doing about 200.
Yeah.
So I kill my abs. Whenever I go work my abs, whether it's without weights or on the machine at Planet Fitness, I kill them every single time.
Yeah, well, if I'm doing leg extensions, I put 250 pounds on there, and I'm doing sets of like 15 right. to 20, and then
yep.
I'm doing drop set after drop set after drop set. I will drop a 35, I'll drop a 35, I'll drop a 45, I'll drop a right. 45, and then I'll leave the last two 45s on there. And then if I'm not burnt out enough, I will switch from two leg to one leg and keep going until my legs don't move.
And I do need to do a lot of more focus on my legs for the distance hikes that I want to do. Right
not
now,
really. You got to think about it.
Well,
this time last year, how much did you weigh?
Yeah, 350 pounds. Okay.
350 pounds. So right. on a constant basis, you were moving 350 pounds with
yep.
your legs.
True.
So your legs are probably going to be the strongest muscles that you have, especially considering
calves...
that you dropped weight. Yeah, you're gonna have monster calves.
Oh, I do. Yeah, it's like I was at where was I at? We had a car show last Saturday, and one of the guys said, "Man, you must be working out a lot. Your legs look good." I'm like, I'm not even trying that much on the legs.
Well,
they just are that way.
As a formerly fat person, you are going to have monstrous legs.
Yep.
And as long as you do a minimum. To you know, your legs, you will keep
yeah.
having monstrous
it's
legs.
It's more than that, though. I like the biggest ones I want to strengthen more in my legs are my ankles and my knees. So
right. yeah, that's a slightly different set of work.
Yes,
though.
It is.
That's
but,
more
yeah.
mobility stuff than it is heavy
yes.
weight training.
Yes. So, but yeah, but it's like those are the things, and also I'm looking at getting like not huaraches like Dan has, but like some bare feet shoes to help strengthen my feet too.
Yeah, so, the first couple of weeks of wearing those are gonna hurt.
Oh yeah, I know. That's why I wouldn't wear those on trail. I'd wear them like around the neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, I shouldn't wear those on the trail anyway because there's
no
sole protection. So,
no. Yeah.
But
the idea is just to walk around in them to strengthen the feet, so that
yeah,
when
you
when
can
I
do,
do
squats
them,
in them too. But it's
right.
actually better to do something with a bit more heel angle.
Yeah,
get
yeah.
full range of motion with standing
yep.
squats.
Yep. And I'm debating on. I really do like the Ultra shoes. I like the Zero Drop.
You should check out same idea, but probably a little less gimmicky, wrestling shoes.
Interesting.
Because wrestling shoes have very little sole. They're made for you to be able to like grip with your toes.
A lot of weightlifters use those anyway. So.
Yeah.
But which is not a bad idea. But I know.
I have a pair on my prime list right now.
My first trail runners are pretty much toast. In my second set, it's the same kind, just different color. I'm looking at either Ultra Outroads, or a lot of people around me are using Brooks shoes. So, I might look into some of those too. See, they have trail runners too, but I actually probably need to buy a pair of road shoes next though. Cause I'm mostly for the 5K, I guess I might, New Balances work, but I think because of my weight loss, I don't think I need the narrow or wide shoes anymore. I may be able to go down the normal width.
I still need wide shoes.
Tighter on my feet. Yeah, I have to try it. Yeah, I'm the one. I'm wearing my actually wearing mine now because I have to go back out after the
you
show.
You know what? You know your other shoes. Just get an extra thick pair of insoles. You'll be fine.
Yeah, that's an idea. But I know by the time November rolls around, these New Balances are going to be toes because they get tore up pretty bad on the treadmill.
Oh, man, I remember when New Balance shoes were actually cost-effective instead of being, you know, just overpriced, gimmicky shit.
Well, I don't pay a lot for New Balances. I've paid under 60 for every pair of them. So.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, because our local
I don't Meyer, see them for under 60.
Yeah, a Meyer regularly runs a sale on them. They have shoes as well as groceries too.
Oh, and so, Skechers. I used to love Skechers because they would hold together for forever. And then, yeah. You know, I had several pairs of Skechers that lasted me a long time. And then you
I
know,
like their I dressier went ones.
Back to their outlet store, picked up a couple of pair of shoes, and like one pair of shoes fell apart the second day I wore them.
Right. My bummy, like, just walking around, going, doing casual things, I got a pair of Hey Dudes.
Now, is that in reference to the Nickelodeon show?
No, it's a company, they were established independently. They're slip-ons, essentially. But after they kind of got semi-successful, Crocs bought them. So I believe it has the same kind of sole that a Croc has, but they don't look like shit.
They don't last as long as Crocs, that's for sure.
So Yeezys?
That's true. No.
I mean, the soles don't last as long as Crocs.
Hey Dudes are usually canvas or some other material on the top. I like them because they're really lightweight, and they're pretty comfortable, too. They would not, if you're going to do, like, a lot of walking,
so
I would not wear them. No, they have more arch than Converse. Especially more arch than Chuck Taylor's. God, we sound like a bunch of old guys.
I have a question.
Look, I can appreciate a decent pair of shoes, even if, you know, I don't like spending money on them.
So,
what's your question?
Here's my situation, right? I've kind of gotten to the point where I've had enough with my phone.
And you're going to shove Pop Rocks in your urethra?
At Dairy Queen. While I'm eating a banana split blizzard.
Here you go.
In honor of Joel and his raw dog
at Dairy Queen.
Hey, yeah. So, like, what with the straw and the camel's back here was on Monday. My wife was sick, and I had to take my daughter to swim practice. And then Paige called, and her car broke down at school. And her school is in Richmond, which is an hour and 15 minutes away. And I'm like...
And I didn't know she was back to school.
Yeah, she's at the Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. Having a great time, doing really well again. And but her car broke down, and she called AAA, and AAA told her... Well, she set up a tow for AAA, and the site said that they would be there in 258 minutes or something like that. So that's like, what, over six
Three,
hours?
Four, uh-huh, uh-huh.
So 4 hours, 4 hours. So, you know, I did the dad thing that you have to do, and that's drive out to Richmond, Virginia. And, you know, when I got there, I realized that my phone
was dead.
Was like on 20%, like getting close to 20%. And I have it on constant battery saving mode now. It's not. I suspect that it's the podcast application maybe chewing through battery, but it may not. You know, and it's also getting a little old. But the problem is, there's only one cable I can use to charge it, and I have to have it. Well, and I have to have it in at a certain angle, and so what I have to do to charge this thing is I have it. It's on my desk that I work from, so I have the cable, and then I have to take the case off the phone, and I put the case so that it's perpendicular to the bottom of the phone, and the phone's up against the wall.
It's time for a new phone.
And then I have to have the cable leaning against the case.
Holy fuck, dude.
So I have to push it in and pull it to tilt it to an angle and hold it there.
Just get a different phone.
Yeah, either that's what I'm saying.
Or learn how to change the port.
Right.
And so it's like,
those are your choices.
So that's the thing. I'm like, I'm trying to find a phone that's not going to break my bank, like somewhere between maybe $200 and $300.
The Nord N200. The Nord N300.
So
from OnePlus.
I saw that the Nord.
What carrier?
N30. The OnePlus Nord N30.
T-Mobile. Yes. It's a decent phone. I mean, it's not top of the line, but it is OnePlus, and it's decent. My kid loves it.
And that's the thing. You know, I'm looking at this, and I'm like, you know, I listen to podcasts. I use
RunKeeper. My son plays games on it all the time.
I don't play games on my phone. I maybe, you know, browse Reddit.
Mobile games suck. So
I don't play. We went through that last week. You know, use Google Maps. That's pretty much it. I mean, I don't do
a lot of
heavy
duty
stuff.
But my point is that the battery will be able to handle whatever else you throw at it.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. And it's also I use it for Google Authenticator too. But I'm thinking, would that be the recommended way to people say go with a OnePlus?
That would be what I would recommend. I don't know about anybody else. I mean, the Moto G for a low-cost phone, I don't think it's completely terrible, especially considering that you're not trying to run any extremely intensive apps on it.
No, I'm not.
Well, you know, I know you like your pixels.
I do. I love the Pixel. It was great. It's just the charging thing.
Yeah. So time what I would look at is, let's see. The 8A is currently $499 on T-Mobile. That's out of your price range.
Yeah, I don't think a Pixel is going to cut it because they're too expensive.
No, if you're on T-Mobile, right?
Right. I am.
You can
on
get
T-Mobile.
The Nord N30 for free with trade-in.
I have to trade in my Google?
Any phone? Even
do
a broken one?
Do you have an old S7 sitting around somewhere or something?
Man, I got a couple of old phones laying around here.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now, I would also look
What's
at...
What's the catch, though?
The catch is only that it's free to you, but you get 2 years worth of... they're going to reimburse you the payments that you're making. It's in order to keep you invested in T-Mobile for 2 years, which is why I never have a problem doing it.
That's not going to be a problem here. So wait a second. So you pay for it, and then they credit your account
at the exact same time, so the money never actually comes out from you.
They're not listed on their website right now.
The Nord N30, the Moto G.
The Moto G, but I also the Galaxy A15 5G is there too.
I hear people say good things about the mid-range Samsung devices.
Yes, I do too. Oh, God, Nokia's making phones, too, now?
Again?
Yeah, the G310. That's $168 full price. Moto 5G is $168 as well. I go a little bit more myself.
Like I said, the Nord line is surprisingly nice for how much it costs.
Right. If your store has them, yeah.
And most of those stores have this thing called the intranet, where they can check and see if other stores have that phone. and get it shipped to you.
This is true too, right? Or you can, well, I wonder if you can buy that on Amazon.
The answer is yes, for like $99.
Okay.
On a couple of the Nords.
I'm going to check T-Mo. I should have checked them before. I'm going to check them to see what kind of deals they could give me. Oh, I have no payment due. Thank goodness.
When I upgraded my to the Pixel 9 Pro XL, when I went through the process of activating it, I did switch to eSIM. I have an eSIM. I don't have a real physical SIM on my phone anymore.
Yeah, I know a couple of people that started complaining about different phones where their SIM card slot went out. And it's like, just call up your company, because most modern phones
support
will do eSIM.
Yep.
So if your SIM card slot's going bad, just have them set up an eSIM and you're good to go.
Yep. Yep. The only problem was when I was activating it, all the Google stuff went fine, but I couldn't get the cell to activate. So on another phone, I called Verizon up, and they immediately said, once I plugged in my phone number, they said, oh, you want to activate your Pixel 9 Pro. Give me a minute. Okay. Turn your phone off and back on. And it was completely automated, and it worked fine. It just didn't do it automatically like it should have. But I never had to talk to a person, so that's good. Other than that, I've been having a ball with it. My phone actually has a thermometer built into it, and I can take my own temperature with my phone.
Right in the butt, huh?
No, cross forehand.
Wait, why am I not seeing any of the OnePlus phones on T-Mobile's website?
They're fine.
Search
for Nord.
I see, like, for some reason, I click the OnePlus to show me, and they say there are no results.
Oh, let me see what I can find on T-Mobile.
Wait, maybe go a different
Maybe they
way.
Don't anymore. I mean, it's only been a couple of months since the last time I went. T-Mobile.com.
OnePlus Nord N35G is $250 on Amazon.
Yep.
And you can get it tomorrow. Like between 4 a.m. and 8 a.m., at least for me.
No results for OnePlus. I guess they aren't carrying it anymore?
That sucks.
That's got to be a fairly recent thing, though.
It should work, though.
Yeah. I mean, my son still works, so they're just not selling them anymore.
Yeah, I know. I could just buy it. They're unlocked anyway, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you just slide the... Are they doing eSIMs now, or is it just...
I'm not sure if Nord does the eSIM.
You could do either.
The Nord N200 on renewed on Amazon, and I know that there are issues with getting renewed. It's like $74.
Yeah.
When my son broke his screen, I ordered him a replacement from there.
Yeah, and the one I'm looking at here says 74. T-Mobile US version. 64 gig of storage. That's kind of low.
And most phones today don't allow for micro SD cards.
Right.
But it looks like on the T-Mobile website, the Motorola Moto G's are all there.
Yeah.
The Edge is there, the Moto G Power 5G 2024.
They're very similar.
And the Moto G 5G 2024.
There we go, huh? $8.25 a month for 24 months if I didn't throw the full price at it.
Probably free.
With a trade-in.
With a trade-in.
Although I wonder... Get one free with trade-in on... Yeah, what's... Okay, what could I get free on a trade-in? I can get the Moto G's. Let me go back to my account, because that's where I started. I said, what could I get with a trade-in?
Anyway, the Moto G 5G 2024.
It looks like you can also get the Galaxy A15.
Yep, that's what they give, like, for a corporate. If I wanted an Android phone, that's what I would get.
Okay.
Because that's the one they offer.
I haven't checked what I qualify for, but I'm seeing actually for the free, they actually have the Galaxy S24 listed there. 6 promotions.
Ooh.
Oh, that's with a new line. Up to $800 off with new line trade-in. And get if one you of have us that with option. A trade on Go 5G Plus or Go 5G Next. So you need specific plans.
Yeah, you'd have to upgrade your plan to get the 5G.
Yeah. Hold on. Reduce down payment. Let me click on free. Free. So that's the Rebel 7, the Edge, and the Moto G, and yep. The Moto G, Moto G Power, and the Moto G. The Galaxy A15 and the G310 5G from Nokia.
Yep. And I think most of those are relatively new phones.
Yeah, I would. With this list, I would either go for the Moto G Power or the Galaxy A15. But then the Edge is probably better than the Moto G Power.
No, you know what?
The Edge is 300.
If I traded in my Pixel 4a, I can get an 8a for $250.
Do it.
I do it. Yeah, the 8a's are good. They're basically the same as the 8 Pro or the 8.
So that'd be like doubling my Pixel Power, right, Dave? Doubling
yes, right.
Pixel Power.
And you get what? I think they're 6 or 7 years on software updates.
Wait, how do I do that? Like,
so you're going from a what to a what, Dan?
A Pixel 4a to a Pixel 8a, I get up to $250 off. I trade in.
Wow.
Now, see, I got right when I traded my phone in. At Verizon to get the 9 Pro XL, they gave me like $800 for my 6 Pro. So you might want to check out those just in case before you pull the trigger.
Alright, so it says if I wanted to get this offer, I have to purchase a Google Pixel 8a on a monthly payment plan, have or switch to a Go5G, Magenta, or One plan. No, I can't do that because I'm like the plan we have. We've been grandfathered in on. That's an awesome plan. So, I mean, all right.
You need to look at it though. You might get more.
Let's buy a damn phone outright.
Well, we posted two links for Pixel, or not for Pixels, for Nord. But let's see what the Pixel is on Amazon. Pixel 8a.
I think it'd be like
$400.
You can look for it
400, 500. I mean, I'd be fine with it. I gotta wait till one of my paychecks. Wife's like, you should order yourself a new phone. I'm like, I'm gonna get paid, dude. Give me a paycheck first.
Yeah.
Paycheck, Dave. I'm gonna save my money.
Heck yeah.
I'm gonna use my credit card.
Boy.
I'm gonna get it at Dairy Queen.
Dave, can I have your credit card number so I can order this phone?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Ooh, they got a OnePlus 12R for $450.
Interesting.
How much is a Pixel 6a?
I saw a 7a for... Where was it?
I'm going to say...
$350.
You might want to look at the 6 Pros.
Pixel 6. Oh, yeah, 6 what? Let's see what a 6 Pro is. How? When did those come out? Was it last year or a year before?
No, those were like 2-3 years ago.
No, 6 Pro is $241. Two, yep. 3 years ago. How long ago did it for it? How long have I had this phone?
A long time.
A long time. Is that what it is, Dave?
Damn.
When was the last time you got an OS update?
You can't complain. You got your investment back on it.
You're damn right.
Yeah, he did.
You got your value out of it.
Yeah, I mean, I love the phone. I wouldn't consider trading and getting rid of it if it wasn't for that damn charging port. And if I tried to fix it, I would probably end up messing it all up.
The 6 Pro supports wireless charging. So you don't have to worry about the port anymore. Granted, that the wireless charging on that is slow, but now my Pixel 9 Pro, I ended up, the case I got has the mag ring for MagSafe, and I can use MagSafe chargers with it, which is very handy. Just clicks right on the back. One of these days, I need to get one of those that are on a stand. The bad part with the magnetic ring on the back of the case is that it doesn't work with the Pixel stand, which I've had since I had the 6 Pro new.
Now, before you get click happy on this link that I'm about to drop, I don't think it's real. So,
where are you dropping it?
There. And mumble.
Yeah, something doesn't seem right about that.
Yeah, that's last year's model.
A Pixel 8 Pro for $170.
I don't care if it's last year's model. Okay. For $170.
Oh, I know that, but I don't think it's real.
I don't think it's real either. 3 ratings at 2 stars.
Yeah.
Something seems sketch. A little jank here.
Yeah. It's like the Timu version of that phone. Notice it doesn't say Google anywhere.
That's right.
Not even in the picture. Because that phone should have a G on the back of it, and it don't have it.
Who's
colors? Oh man, here's another one.
Yeah, who's habitual colors?
That's the store.
Even better price.
They sell markers and pens and ladies' clothing and bowls.
That's like a Wish or TVU company. I would steer clear of that one.
Could I just give them my credit card and they could just send me the phone?
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's the hope.
Now, if you want to buy pens, go to penisland.com, Dan.
Pen Island. Oh, here, this is even better, Joe, on that one. Wait, you just linked. The one you just linked.
Now I want to know.
Says,
watch the spelling.
That one says, country of origin, China, August 22nd, 2024. Yeah, that can't be real.
What's
no
in
way.
The box? One earphone, one phone case, one SIM needle, one power adapter, one USB-C 2.0 charger cable, one user manual, one HD screen protector.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, that. Let me tell you, that phone don't come with any of that from Google.
Yeah, but you know what's not in the box?
A phone
there. A
the
phone.
Charge. Yeah. Likely.
So, 2 things. One, Dave, I feel like if I was running a Windows system, by the time I finished typing that URL, I would already have been infected.
Right.
Secondly, if you buy, okay, say you buy off of Amazon and it's not like a Pixel 8 Pro, would Amazon
refund it likely,
or would they be like, you bought from Habitual Colors?
Now
you should have bought from Pen Island.
This,
but
it says it has a Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 chip in it, The Pixel 8 Pro has a Tensor G, what, 3? So, that's definitely not real, because it doesn't have a Snapdragon. Definitely not real. And I doubt it has a Snapdragon. It probably has something else in it. Like Kirin or something like that. Yeah, that, no, don't
well, buy that. Wait, doesn't Habitual Colors manufacture all the Google Pixel phones?
No.
So
yeah, it's very sketch.
Like, obviously, like, I'm like, but these two people gave it 5 stars, Joel. It's got to be good. Wait, what's the 1-star review? Oh, wait. How many more reviews are there? I just saw the first top two. Wait, come on. How could there... Why do I have to fight to get the 1-star reviews? Oh, there aren't
any. Yeah, none of them are showing up. They just marked it 1-star and then they didn't say anything.
Right.
I don't understand.
If I want to spend close to that, I want to get the DJI remote for my drone, because I'm tired of trying to get to work with my phone. Every once in a while, I have issues with that.
So here's what I don't understand. It has 3 reviews, 2 5-star reviews, and 1 1-star review. And it says 25% gave it a 5-star review and 75% gave it a 1-star review. That doesn't. How do they screw it up that it doesn't work out to that number, to like the right thing? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, how did they get Amazon's reviews to not? Statistics to not be correct.
How did their computer fail to math?
Yeah. How did, unless I'm reading these customer reviews wrong, where it says 5-star, so that there's 2. I see that there's, I don't even know how many reviews there are. 3 global ratings, and the 2 that I see are 5 stars, but yet. It's 25% of 5 stars and 75% have a 1-star. But I don't know what kind of Joel math they're doing here.
Maybe they weighed it based on whether it's an actual purchase or not.
Wait, what's this other one? Oh, this is a nicer color. And it's even cheaper than the other one. How many reviews does this one have? It's got 1 5-star review. 2 surprise. That's T-O-O, surprise. The quality is very good. Love this product. The price is also very cheap. Recommended to buy. From Doris Rivard. You going to get one, Dave?
I've got 2 in my cart right now.
Right.
My next phone, my wife's got to get a new phone probably this weekend.
Oh?
Can you tell her to pick me one up, too?
She has very low requirements.
Is she going to get a phone?
She'll get another Apple, but the one she's got is ancient.
Oh, low requirements, and she's getting an Apple, Dave.
She's getting a mini, though.
She's getting the cheapest Apple she can get.
The 16, because I think they just took the 15s off market.
Yeah, she's got 2 phones. She's got a work phone and she's got her personal phone. Only reason she's got a personal phone at all is because you can't put anything on the state phone. And
nope.
She can't.
Dave.
The app she opens her car, cranks her car with.
You tell your wife she should seriously reconsider spending all that money on an Apple product when she can get this Pixel 8 Pro here for $169. And you tell her, you know, come on, I thought you were the frugal type.
Hey.
Spending our money wisely.
I'm on Walmart.com. They have used Google Pixel 4As for $163.
I already have a 4A. I want something different.
You want something newer and faster.
Well, you know what? I'm not. Performance hasn't been an issue with my phone. I'll say that. Honestly, it's just charging. So, you know, anything I probably buy today, if
will
it's
be better.
Above like $170, will probably be comparable right. or better.
Yeah.
It's the Nord.
Pro. Yeah, the Nord or the that Samsung F15.
I will not get a Samsung. And my wife has a Samsung, and I hate the interface.
She hates it?
No, she's fine with it. I hate the interface. I don't – like, it doesn't have a back button. And I
hate it. It's called gestures.
I do not want a phone that I have to control with gestures. I hate gestures.
That's what she said.
No, that's what I said.
Yeah.
She just kept swiping right.
That's what she said. You said,
yeah.
That's right.
Or I could just bag it all and get myself banana split, right, Joe?
Why not?
Absolutely.
You know
what? Delicious.
You know what I can never find anymore, and it's probably the wrong crowd to say this to because nobody goes to a proper ice cream shop, and you ain't gonna get this at Dairy Queen. I love Dusty Road Sundays.
What is a Dusty Road Sundae?
He's a wrestler.
Yeah, it's a wrestler. Yeah, they put the sweat in there. They just wring out the what do they call those? The jock strap right on top of the ice cream.
Isn't
Ew.
That
like, you know, if you like salty pretzel, you'll like the Dusty Road, right?
Kind of like just chocolate salty balls, huh?
No, Dusty Road is a it's essentially a hot fudge sundae, I guess, but it has malt powder.
Oh.
So maybe not hot fudge. I think
delicious.
It's just chocolate syrup, malted milk powder, and usually
sounds
vanilla
delicious.
Ice cream. Oh, it is. I love it. I love it. I don't see it around anymore on a lot of places that I've been. Not that I eat a lot of sundaes or anything, because like I can eat and most of the time like I'm okay, but I'll say it doesn't irritate my stomach. It more irritates my wife's nose afterwards.
Oh, you're
a few hours afterwards.
You gotta take some Lactaid.
No, it doesn't bother me that much, but I get gas, man. I get gas. It doesn't like give me pain. I'll just fart a storm up afterwards. So yeah, there's probably a little bit of lactose intolerance involved there. And I'm not a big fan of milk myself. So, you know, ice cream's not my go-to thing.
Ice cream's great, but yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, I like it, but it's not usually my go-to thing. Like, if they get ice cream here, most of the time I won't even eat any of it because I'm not a big... I love gelato, though.
My wife
gelato.
Did pick me up an ice cream maker, so
there you go.
So
make your own,
I can
man.
Do with that. Yeah.
Make
some
make yourself
coffee
a dusty
ice
road,
cream.
A dusty commode, right, Dave?
Dusty commode.
I like CMPs too. Oh man, I used to love
CMP?
Those as a kid. Yeah, chocolate marshmallow peanut.
Oh,
so it's just, you know, it's just like a hot fudge or. Chocolate. I think it's usually chocolate syrup. I don't know if they do hot fudge. It's chocolate syrup, the marshmallow fluff, and you put peanuts on it.
Is that what the ice cream man used to call you as a kid, CMP?
He said, yeah. He's like, I got some chocolate and marshmallow. It's for my peanuts. And I'm like, oh, it comes on a cone. Where's the ice cream?
Right.
Just pull on it a little bit.
Just suck on the straw.
Yeah.
Suck really hard. You got to get the
It'll
ice
come
cream out
eventually.
Of there. That's not right. He's like, hold on. I got to put some Pop Rocks on it.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Actually, Dairy Queen makes that peanut butter parfait. I like that. That's good.
Dairy Queen again, man.
We have Dairy Queens down here. We have
there are Dairy Queens everywhere.
They just don't go to them.
No, we don't go to them.
Yeah. Do I don't eat, either, to be honest.
Do you eat the food at the Dairy Queen? Not the ice cream. I'm talking about the other food, Joe.
No. But I don't even go into Dairy Queen. Last time I went to, probably the last 10 times I went to a Dairy Queen, just years and years ago, I went through the drive-thru because somebody in my family wanted a Blizzard. And
yeah,
if you don't want a lot of ice cream, get a Blizzard because that's their whole gimmick. Yep. You know, they turn it upside down. There's so much stuff in there other than ice cream. That's why it doesn't come out. It's concrete.
Look, I used to like Sonic too.
Yeah.
But and the food used to be
okay.
You know, not great right. or anything, yeah. But yeah, I think even that's kind of gone downhill.
Now, Have you ever tried Freddy's?
Freddy's is okay.
I actually had Freddy's for lunch today.
Sonic kind of turned into Wiener Schnitzel. I don't know if you guys have had Wiener Schnitzel.
Good yeah. Lord.
I haven't seen
one of those in years, decades.
But it's like eating a giant like salt rock.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting a Freddy's here in Grove City now. As in right next to it is another BW3. Woohoo.
Everybody's going ape down here because we're getting a Whataburger.
Oh!
Yeah, I mean, I've had them before in Florida. They're not, you know, they're not that.
They're not. They're okay.
Yeah.
I used to like A&W as well, the A&W restaurants.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one of those in decades.
A long time.
I've only eaten at Culver's twice, but they've got good burgers.
I like Culver's.
They used to have those combo restaurants, Long John Silver's and A&W.
Yeah. Or a Long John Silver's and like a Pizza Hut or Taco Bell or.
Do you like Rita's? I like Rita's.
We don't have
those. Oh, Rita's frozen ice.
Yeah. Do you have those in Texas?
No, not that I'm aware.
So then you don't have Clemson, I guess, either.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. We have ice cream place. We have a Jenny's. They actually started here, but they're kind of known for like their I'll say weird, but not all their flavors are weird. Like one of their well known flavors is one called Bangkok Peanut, and it's basically a peanut
you
ice
did
cream.
What?
No.
It's just some guy wagging.
No, Bangkok Peanut. It's one of the flavors
one
they
more
have
time,
all
you
the
did
time.
What?
Bang, order up.
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a peanut ice cream with cayenne in it, and it's delicious. All right. That's just what they named it. You know, I know. I wouldn't have
gives that extra that. Sizzle when you bang that cock on there.
But
right?
that's one they always have, but they always do, like, weird ones. Like, they had one with corn in it, which was weird.
Corn?
Literally, yes.
Whole kernel or cream?
Like, whole kernel.
You know, that would be cool if they put it on the outside like a cob and you would just... That would be pretty neat looking.
It was like corn mixed with like berries of some sort. It was weird.
Now, corn is the sugar of vegetables.
Well, that's where corn syrup comes from, so...
I don't know.
You were doing to that cock?
Putting
like,
corn
here's,
on it.
Here's
Pop
their
rocks.
Flavor... These are their like new flavors. Like goat treat, one is called goat cheese with red cherries. One called snow cone sorbet. One called sparkling cherry pie. That's a sour cherry with Szechuan peppercorn with tart cherry
and
jam and but yeah, that sounds kind of weird, don't it?
These are ice creams?
Yes.
What is going on in Ohio that your Chinese food is ice cream and your sundaes are drinks?
That's a good question.
Like, what are you guys doing over there?
Mochi?
What do you mean? What
have you had mochi?
I've had mochi.
Mochi,
before,
rice
yes.
ice cream.
Mochi what? Just the mochi itself?
Mochi with ice cream?
Well, I've had many different types of mochi.
Mochi wrapped around ice cream.
I've never had now, mochi wrapped
here's
around
one ice cream. For
that,
you.
That wouldn't be bad.
It's well, good. Here's mochi. One for you, though.
I don't deny that, but I don't want a goat cheese in my ice cream. That's
right.
Look,
well, here's one for
what
you.
What do I know? Maybe it's delicious.
Have you had goat cheese with like just goat cheese with like blueberries or raspberries
oh, yeah,
or anything
I do.
Like that?
I just right. I don't really want like I don't want to lick goat cheese on a cone.
Here you
go. The way you said that just kind of made me shiver.
Yeah, right. Miso butterscotch brownie.
That's just yeah. messed up.
Yeah, it's miso in it. Bay leaf cheesecake. So that's like cheesecake with bay in it. Pumpkin seed and rye cookie. Ugh.
Why not, huh? Then why not?
Now this one sounds good. Sweet potato marshmallow praline. That's their current like new arrivals.
What's wrong with vanilla?
It's vanilla.
Fuck you, Dave. That's what's wrong with vanilla. It doesn't attract the young kids.
Nothing's wrong with vanilla. It doesn't make anything right with it either.
That's true. You know what? You know what's wrong with vanilla? It don't have chocolate on it.
You know what you need to do, Dave? You make that vanilla better by putting some salmon roe on it, and then
by putting pop rocks
on it, and
then
a habanero pepper. There you go. Salmon roe habanero vanilla.
Ooh, habanero vanilla actually sounds, you know, kind of good.
Yeah. Or mango, like mango habanero ice cream.
Mango chutney.
Pork barbecued chocolate rum.
Moose.
Raisin.
Chocolate moose.
Here's one that sounds good, Joe, from Jenny's. Powdered jelly donut. Ice cream.
That doesn't sound good at all.
Boston cream pie ice cream.
You don't
that
like powdered
like
jelly donut? Yeah, well.
Of course it does.
Oh, now you're pulling out the diabetes card.
Yeah, right?
Like all the other stuff. The banana
Look, when you
split
start
itself
putting Boston, Boston cream on top of ice cream, you
Why
got a
not?
Fucking problem.
Middle West whiskey and pecans.
That sounds like Dave's kind
of
drink.
I guess you could make it worse by getting one of those giant pixie sticks and then pouring it on top of the Boston cream, which is on top of the ice cream.
Then you just stick it between two donut halves.
Yeah,
or
just
two
donuts.
Yeah, two Krispy Kreme
just
donuts.
Chop up some donuts and put them on
hey,
top.
Hey, it's better like than sprinkles. The gray poop. It's better than the gray Poupon ice cream that that Van Leeuwen made. Or the mac and cheese ice cream.
That mac and cheese ice cream was disgusting.
It sounds
you tried
disgusting.
It?
Yeah, I tried it. It was really disgusting.
No,
it's like
I
Kraft
couldn't look
mac
at
and
it.
Cheese.
I did. I tried that, and it was not good. I think my neighbor got it, and she brought it out for all of us to try, and it was gross.
No, it ended up like on clearance at Walmart for like a
yeah.
quarter, and they still couldn't freaking sell it.
Yeah. See, that's the bad thing is Van Leeuwen makes some weird ones, but they make some that are pretty good too.
Look, I don't care how you cut it. Mac and cheese ice cream is not going to work.
Or Grey Poupon ice cream.
There's not that many good flavors of ice cream. I mean, it should have stopped at 31 a long time ago.
Not that many. It should have been 31. That's where Dave draws the line after 31.
31's too many. Yeah.
Now this,
because that was you know how you'd feel. When I was a teenager. When I was a teenager, I went to a Baskin Robbins and they had the Matterhorn, which is 7 scoops of ice cream. And somebody said, "If you'll eat that, I'll pay for it." I said, "Okay." And like a dummy, I figured I got to get 7 different flavors. So I ran out of flavors. And,
oh, that was dumb.
Yeah. So the last one I got was I think Oregon Blackberry, which sounded okay, but after 6 other flavors, that was the worst. But I ate it all, but. It wasn't comfortable.
Doesn't sound comfortable.
I don't recommend the Matterhorn.
So what Dave didn't know is in the back was a guy named Barry, and it was actually his his black Oregon or whatever they were calling it. I don't know what it was.
Special chocolate. Special chocolate, right? Earl Grey tea ice cream.
You know, I don't think, I don't know. I bet you if I tried them, they would probably taste really good. No,
the Earl Grey ice cream would probably be fairly decent. I mean, yeah. I like coffee ice creams. I've had green tea ice cream before.
I agree with that because I love Earl Grey tea. It's good tea.
Wait, did you eat it all, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Did you get sick afterwards?
No, I didn't feel good, though.
This was in the early 20s when he was a young man.
Yes.
Now, you know, back in the day, well, I guess they still have it, that Friendly's had the Reese's Pieces Sundae.
They still do.
They do. And it was like, it was one of the chain places or popular places where you could go where there was a lot of different toppings on a sundae.
Yep.
Well, there was an ice cream shop called the Ritz. Well, it was more than an ice cream shop. It was like the Ritz's Barbecue. It was like just diner in Allentown, Pennsylvania, that my mom used to go to as a kid. And my wife's sister was working there, and we went one day, and I said, you know what I want? I want an all-topping sundae. Because I love sundae toppings, right? Not a good thing to get.
I don't see that being good.
It was, I thought, I was like, oh, and she did. She gave me an all-topping sundae, and I'm like, it was like, you know, all that soup, and it, I couldn't finish it, and it made me sick. So, well, that's another way I learned that don't always want to get, don't get what you wish for. There's a reason why sundaes have maybe one or two toppings, not all of them.
But you're a fan of the wet nuts, though, right?
I love my nuts.
The Bangkok wet peanut.
You're going to love my nuts, right?
I do that's like the Vince wet said. Nuts. Yeah. I will admit that.
He likes having all the nuts in his mouth.
I'll so scoop you, right in there.
There was like a black walnut sundae?
Yep. Now you can go to those yogurt places, and you can put as much of the wet nuts as you want on there, Dave.
Yeah, and they charge you by weight, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yes, they do.
They walk out with a $37 yogurt.
I could have just bought a jar of wet nuts in the grocery store for a third of the price.
I took
one of my daughters and some of her teenage friends at the time to a TCBY, and I forgot what it cost, but it was ridiculous.
Well, TCBY was expensive, but it wasn't by weight. It was just the sheer size of their cones.
I can't remember. It might not have been a TCBY, but it was by weight wherever it was.
Yeah, you go in, they give you, you choose like a size you want, and then they give you that cup, the size cup, and then you put like 30 cents worth of yogurt in there, and then $50 worth of toppings.
Gummy bears.
Yeah, gummy bears and
Joe, have you seen the tahine gummy bears?
No.
Yeah, you might like those.
What is a tahine?
T-A-J-I-N, that spice that you can buy.
Oh, okay.
Don't know flu here.
Yeah, so basically it's chili and lime on gummy bears.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah, they are good. I got them at Snack Club Tahine Gummy Bears.
You just pop a chili in your mouth and squirt some lime in there. Right, Dave?
Basically. One thing I've been noticing in the grocery store, especially in the Meyer has this aisle called the World Aisle, is instant pho.
Yeah, I've seen that in Walmart. I don't know if it's called instant pho, but it's
ramen. It's a soup.
Yeah. You just put it in the microwave, add water.
Yeah, it's
dehydrate.
I don't know how well that would turn out.
as well as instant ramen.
Yeah.
Edible, but
maybe better though. Because
not really all that satisfying.
To keep a college kid alive.
These are more like cup noodle in style.
Yeah.
And like Sam's Club has a 4-pack with 2 beef and 2 chicken pho.
Okay, I would eat that.
Actually, I saw in cup noodles they had a breakfast cup noodle.
Well, cup noodle sounds disgusting anyway.
Yeah. So the Nissan breakfast cup noodle, of course, it's got ramen noodles in it, but the flavor is maple syrup, pancakes, sausage, and egg.
No.
Yeah, I agree with that. No.
We had a potluck today, and somebody brought in some really good queso, so I might have hurt myself a little bit.
Queso. Now, up here, there's a local pizza place called Pizza Cottage, and they sell a BLT pizza, and it has 2 crusts on it, a top crust and bottom crust. So it's literally like eating a BLT sandwich with
doesn't
mayonnaise.
Sounds terrible. Okay, now you lost me.
Yeah, it's good.
Is
that I think
instead
it's mayonnaise.
Of sauce,
you don't like mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise on it?
I think so, yeah. It's
no,
good.
I don't like mayonnaise.
I like it.
I mean, at that point, why bother? Like, why not just order a BLT sandwich? Like, why?
Right.
Thinner bread.
Order it on Texas
yeah,
toast.
It's thinner.
Wait, you talk about the pizza being thinner bread?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I guess it depends on where you're getting your pizza. You know what?
We should go find a picture of it.
I have a question for you, Yahoos, because, you know, I come from outside New York, so I know what good pizza is, right?
Do you?
So, yeah, I do. So what do you think? Do you know what the largest pizza chain is? That has nothing to do with good pizza, but you know what the largest pizza chain
it's
in the
Detroit
country
is?
It's either Little Caesars or
Domino's.
Yeah.
Nope. No.
Hunt Brothers.
Yes, Hunt Brothers.
Wow.
Largest pizza chain. I just
the
found that out this
station
week.
Pizza.
Pizza chain in the U.S.?
In the U.S. In the world, I think.
Oh, because they attach themselves to, like, come and go and...
Yeah, so you can, like, there's, like, 3 levels of Hunt Brothers franchise that you have. It's like you have a gas station, you get a little Hunt Brothers pizza oven, and then you can do like the next level up of pizza oven, and you can actually have a Hunt Brothers shop if you wanted to. But I've seen them in Delaware.
Yep, we haven't had one. We
are
don't have the shops, but we had the gas station variant. It's okay.
Okay,
it's gas station pizza.
Yeah.
I mean,
you leave your self-respect at the door before you purchase it.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
I like New York style pizza. I'm not a fan of Chicago style pizza, but
all style pizza. So
the
that's
other three
my
big
problem.
Chains, though,
I have yet to meet a pizza that I couldn't eat.
Yeah, me too.
Exactly.
I like New York style, but I think Domino's, Little Caesars, and Pizza Hut are all Detroit based. But Hunt Brothers is actually Nashville based. Who would have thought?
Yeah,
the largest chain was Nashville based. Have you ever had Hunt Brothers pizza?
Yeah.
Is it any good?
It's gas station pizza is what it is.
Well, I mean, it's possible. Like I hear what Joe. I agree, Joe. I've never met a pizza that I wouldn't eat. But I've had a pizza that I wouldn't eat again. Twice that I can think of, and that was Wawa Pizza.
There are some exceptions you got to make. Because if somebody puts pickles on a pizza, you got to punch them in the face.
Yeah. What about chicken on pizza?
Chicken on pizza is perfectly fine.
Or pineapple.
No.
Pineapple is perfect on pizza.
I agree.
I like a lot of things on pizza. But the first person I find that puts pickles or mayonnaise on a pizza is getting a full hand, open hand, bitch slap.
What's wrong with pickles on a pizza?
It's disgusting.
Pizza
you don't like pickles, do you?
I don't like pickles. I don't like mayonnaise.
I like pickles.
Pizza Cottage like up mayonnaise. Here has a
I like a little carrot. I would put it on pizza.
Spicy Thai chicken pizza. That sounds delicious.
Look, I've had barbecue pizza, and some of it's okay, but when they completely replace, like, the tomato sauce or the marinara sauce
like
with barbecue sauce, then it gets to be a little overpowering. So I will say that, like, the chicken barbecue pizza, I'll eat it, but I'm not really going to enjoy it.
Right. Or it's like when Little Caesars had that pretzel crust pizza instead of marinara, it had cheese, like liquid cheese for the sauce.
That sounds disgusting. That sounds disgusting. I'm not going to lie on that one.
It wasn't a real pizza from Little Caesars. No. It was just this guy named John back there who said, "I got you, Joel. Don't worry.
There you go.
Let me whip this up for you.
You put a special cheese sauce on there.
Mexican double pizza tap, is delicious.
No, I know that they make Alfredo pizza, which is the exact same idea. You replace the marinara with Alfredo. And honestly, that feels like somebody should also get bitch slapped.
Yeah, almost, right? Like the chicken Philly pizza at Pizza Cottage has Alfredo instead of the marinara.
And I don't see how you can call it a pizza at that point.
Right? It's more like naan. You know, like there's a pizza at Pizza Cottage called the loaded baked potato pizza.
What?
Yeah. Potato skin says, if you like potato skins, you'll love this. It has garlic butter, cheddar cheese, roasted red skin potatoes, bacon, topped with chives.
So carbs on carbs.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
But it actually sounds good.
It does. Now, the spicy Thai chicken is one I might have to try. Thai chili sauce, provolone, chicken, bacon, red onion, jalapeno, and pineapple.
You know, I'd be okay with it if the Thai sauce wasn't a replacement for the marinara sauce.
It is,
though.
Because once
you get that much Thai sauce in one spot,
or if it's Thai
it's just
chili,
not going to be like a pizza.
Well, if it's Thai chili, it's odds are that it's probably the Red Rooster. Sriracha.
I just think that would overwhelm on a pizza.
But the BLT pizza is cheese, bacon, lettuce, Roma tomatoes, and mayo topped with this second dough. So it's literally like a sandwich, almost. Each piece is.
I don't think a BLT should have cheese on it. Maybe that's me.
That's a club at that point.
Buffalo Clear chicken Club, pizza is a bomb. I love buffalo chicken pizza.
I don't think I've ever had a BLT with cheese on it.
I haven't either, but...
Because you're not
supposed to.
It wouldn't be a BLT then.
No, but I think it might be tasty with like some pepper jack or something.
Yeah.
Well, there's like a cheese sandwich with bacon.
Might as well put an egg on it and you're going to put cheese on it.
You know, that doesn't sound bad either.
Or tomato, fresh tomatoes
or
on
some
a grilled cheese.
I wouldn't call it a BLT at that point.
Nah, and onions. Nah. Why not throw some onions and a pickle on it then, too?
At that point,
it's
called a panini,
like I
right?
Said, I wouldn't call it a BLT at that point, but it does sound tasty.
Well, yeah, not.
BLT plus.
Maybe even with some sriracha on it, but I wouldn't do that to a pizza.
Now, all meat pizzas, are you a fan of those? I like those.
As long as there's no bacon. Ham.
Oh,
ham, like the pepperoni, meat, and sausage.
Like the five meat pizzas, I can eat those.
Most of the time, I find if you go over three toppings, it gets soggy, and I don't like soggy crusted pizza. That makes me sad.
But you know, ham, pineapple, red onion, and then. Sprinkle some red pepper on there, and oh, it's so good.
Yep.
So good.
What about cinnamon? Because a lot of people put cinnamon on Hawaiian pizza.
What? No. Cinnamon can go on your dessert. Yeah, on your dessert pizza.
See, and that, I think that's why people hate pineapple on pizza.
Because of cinnamon?
Jackasses put cinnamon on it?
Yeah, because why would you put cinnamon on it?
I have never seen a pineapple, ham and pineapple pizza.
I've never
with
seen
cinnamon
one with cinnamon on it either.
Oh, they're all over the place up here.
Pineapple's my favorite fruit, but I'm not putting it on pizza.
I guess that, you know, it's Ohio. Look, you...
A little bit thinner on the pineapples, so that they're an accent to the slight saltiness of the ham, and the red onions just to give it that little extra flavor. Give it a try. I think you'll really like it.
It's that whole juxtaposition thing.
Yeah,
I thought you'd like that whole juxtaposition in your mouth.
He doesn't
thing.
Like that sweet meat. The sweet meat.
Nine
I thought
sweet,
you liked it when the sweet Bangkok was in your mouth.
Dime sweet meat related. Have y'all seen the previews for Kraven the Hunter?
Mm-mm. No, I didn't know that was out.
No, yeah, I saw some of the like stills and stuff, and some of the buzz that was going
about
it, but I haven't seen it.
It looks like the first good Marvel movie in a while.
Wow!
Wait, that's the first good Marvel movie
is it a
from
Sony?
Yeah,
it's a Sony flick.
It is Sony, yeah.
Didn't you see Deadpool versus Wolverine?
Not yet.
Oh, that's great. Go ahead.
I want to see it still.
Yeah, what about the new Beetlejuice? Beetlejuice.
That's not a Marvel movie.
Yeah, but did you see it yet?
No, not yet. Did you?
No, I didn't. Movies? I can't get anybody to go with movies with me.
Why not? Like, what do they do?
Fam,
do they just sit home and watch TV instead?
It's too expensive, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go buy yourself. It's cheaper.
That's true.
You go to the matinee or the Tuesday showing.
But see,
where it's like buy one, get one free.
Our movie theater here, instead of having Dr. Pepper in the
you gotta
front,
keep putting the quarters
Mr.
in
Pibb.
The slot.
Mr. Pibb is
the
horror.
The wall disappears.
Mr. Pibb fountain. You can't really taste the difference. It's all freaking watered down anyway.
Well, the thing is, it's a poor substitute for Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
That's
fountain
my
Dr.
opinion.
Pepper tastes like garbage anyway.
Wait, are you a Texan?
No, I live in Texas. I don't think most Texans would consider me
okay.
A Texan.
Cup noodles got even weirder. They,
I like
they
Dr.
Have,
Pepper. I don't like fountain Dr. Pepper.
They have everything bagel cup noodles.
Why not?
With cream cheese.
You lost me a cup noodle.
Yeah, I know, right? It's the weirdest thing.
And what's good is everything bagel seasoning on potato salad.
I agree with that.
That is good.
I think the last time I had a cup of noodle, I was in the military.
Yeah.
But living in the barracks.
Did you? You had MREs too, and you stomached those.
Yeah.
Some of them actually aren't. Some of them aren't too bad, depending on which one you're talking about.
Oh, some of them are delicious.
Oh, my God. Is it 12
chili
after match? 10 already?
Oh, I love it.
Yes, it is.
It sure is.
Dave, what are you, RC or Cheerwine?
Definitely not Cheerwine.
You don't like RC. Cheerwine?
No,
wow.
That's like cough syrup.
I like Cheerwine.
So might as well put cough syrup in your coat.
Mustard sauce for your barbecue?
Yeah.
Yep. I agree. That's good sauce.
And Barry's black Bangkok sauce, right?
Because it's a juxtaposition in his mouth.
It is sweet meat.
All right, I got to play this out. It's bedtime.
Yes, you do.
I'm going to go get me some of them wet nuts.
So, yeah, I'll
also
shower.
In his mouth.
My outdoor shower. I love my outdoor shower. Oh.
He's
don't
take
get me
a
started,
naked shower.
All right, here we go. Thank you.
I am short.
Oh, my God. It's Hacker Public Radio.
Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is this over here? Why is it over here?
Because you are over here.
Somebody put it over there.
This is in the wrong spot.
You know, I was watching some YouTube video. I think it was a Joshua Weissman video where they were doing like.
All right, I dropped another link for a slang term.
Uh oh.
And yeah. Every time that you mention that outdoor shower, this is the image that ends up going through my head. So if you look at the third definition down, I believe it is, the act of putting a towel between the legs and then pulling it back and forth for the purpose of drying one's crotch after a shower.
I represent the dirty, dirty South.
Keep going. The next one after that.
Where's the one that's a dirty, dirty sound? Oh.
That's the top one.
The very first one.
Yeah?
Yeah. So the next one is show off all your money, and then the one after that.
Yeah.
In front of your neighbor, just floss them.
I wrapped a towel around my head and walk around outside like that. I can't see them, they can't see me, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Naked?
Just tell them you're wearing the emperor's clothes, and if they can't see them, well, that means they're unrefined.
That's what I tell them. They say, "What are you doing? I put on some clothes." And I'm like, okay. "I can't see you. You can't see me. There's nothing wrong here."
Like the hoagie guy, do that shit at home.
See my balls, for they are glory.
Shave his tallywhacker outside.
That excites like, you, like Joe. That's a joke, doesn't it?
No, it just makes me laugh because it was so funny the first time you told it over 15 years ago.
Okay, I have to ask you, how old is that computer?
I don't have
a single computer with it.
You don't have anything over 25 gigs.
With a hard drive?
I don't have a hard drive with over 500 gigs, let alone 2 terabytes.
Well, that's a personal problem, man.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Oh, boy. I was not trying to hard disk shame you.
I don't know,
I'll say this. I have, like, the one I'm using here, I think, is 256, but I do have a terabyte in my Windows laptop.
Oh, this is cool. This came with audio cables.
Actually, take that back. I think this one's 512 gig. My workbook is that too, and so is my phone. The 9 Pro XL has 512 gig, and not because I needed it. That's because that's what was available.
This is just an old HP desktop, and it's got the word, I don't know why, it's got the words, it's a tower, and it's got Bang and Olufsen.
What?
Bang and Olufsen, that means it was what is HP.
What does that mean?
Wait, what is it?
It's a brand of speakers, Bang and Olufsen.
Oh, it's the speakers.
Oh.
I did not know that.
Wait a minute. Wait,
that's HP.
How old is this computer that it only has a VGA out?
I don't know.
But it has 1 terabyte hard drive.
It's 2 terabyte hard drive.
2 terabyte, yeah. I'm sorry.
But they may have upgraded a hard drive because
I guess they did. It's your parents, right? Wait, did one of your parents actually upgrade the hard drive themselves?
No, me and my brother, one did it. But, you know, my dad, he's a...
Wait, you needed you and your brother to upgrade that hard drive?
No. One of us did. I just can't remember which one. But
yeah.
He's a boomer poster child. He thinks, you know, programs take up He's afraid to install anything because it's going to eat up his memory.
Of course.
Well, you know what? That it's Boomer. It's better that than you go over and he's like, I don't understand what happened. My bonsai buddy's not working right anymore. You know?
Yeah, extinct camera.
Bonsai buddy.
And all the stupid, what, your dad had a bunch of those crazy games on his computer, didn't he, I think?
Yeah. You know what? No, my dad was actually pretty frugal, like Dave's was. The only thing he played were the installed games.
So he played solitaire.
Yeah, in fact, it was an absolute must that when I gave him the Linux computer that it had Mahjong, solitaire on there. Because I would go over. Used to be he had on the Windows lap on the Windows machine just a Mahjong game on there. And then when I gave him the Ubuntu system, it was just Mahjong on that. So, you know.
Yeah, the computer is HDMI, but the monitor is VGA. That's it. That's why I had to get the table.
You know what, Dave's good. When Dave went over there. Before they gave it to him, not only did he see the solitaire on there, but he saw Hot Link. And he was like, where the hell did my dad get that? And Dave's like, oh, my brother installed it, I guess.
MySpace. The hoagie man. Hoagie guy.
I'll be right back. I got to get a cable.
I thought you had one right there.
I thought I had an HDMI cable here, but I don't.
I just drank a liquid death psycho cider.
More power to you.
Special flavor for the fall. It's actually quite good.
What is it?
It's a sparkling water.
No, I know flavor. What it is, but what was the flavor?
Psycho cider.
Oh.
So it has cider.
Hello. And
cinnamon. Hey, Joe.
Am I getting an echo?
Not now.
No.
Okay.
Wait. It's cider or it is a cinnamon flavored with
it's
cider?
It's cider. It's cider and it has cinnamon in it. Psycho cider liquid death. And if you see it, Joe, go try it. It's good.
I will.
Wait, Joe, were you the one that tried the Coke Zero Oreo?
I did.
Yeah, the zero version of it.
Yeah, I don't. Do they make a non-zero version of it?
I don't know. All I've seen is the zero version. So
I tried one this past weekend, and my wife didn't like it. I didn't think it was
tastes like marshmallows.
It reminded me of Dr. Pepper coconut for some reason.
Weird.
I thought it tasted like Oreo.
It kind of did. The cookies. Fizz. They got like Pop Rocks in it.
You know,
I only ate about four of them and Luke ate the rest
of
them.
Don't be throwing the Pop Rocks around here. Otherwise, Dave's got to go into his public service message that they're not for your urethra.
Sweet meat.
That's not a
Dave
thing.
Dave was putting Pop Rocks in his urethra?
I said, that's not a thing, is it?
So, if you have them in there...
I thought you were going to make another suppository joke, and it's like, no, we're going in from the other side.
He likes sweet meat.
It's... If you have some kind of liquid coming out, it gives it that pop, that little extra bonus.
Oh,
and that gets Joel off, I guess.
No.
I don't know, man. I have no idea.
You have no idea.
Look, right. listeners, do not listen to anything Dan says. Do not
bullshit.
Put things in your urethra. You will do more harm than good.
Yeah.
I went to Liquid Death's website, though, Joe. They have a hot fudge flavored.
I would give that a try if I saw it. Right now, I'm drinking this clear American white grape flavored sparkling water beverage.
Nice. Walmart has a special exclusive flavor of Liquid Death. Blueberry Buzzsaw.
Which is decent.
Oh, you had it? I haven't
yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. Cool. Oh, they started bringing out hydration powders too.
Yeah, well, everybody's got a hydration powder right now.
Yeah, it's just waiting to through, be the thing.
Waiting through them to find the ones that aren't 50 calories. That's fun.
Right. Element is the ones I like the best. In fact, they sent me 3 free ones. I don't know why.
Because they like your business, Joel.
Yeah, well, I ordered some direct, so. From them. Using a code.
Dave, you're a smart guy.
Baby.
How would you get Pop Rocks into your urethra?
You wouldn't.
Would you use like a little funnel? With a glass
rod. Use a glass rod.
Is that you just like pack it in like gunpowder? Like a black powder?
Just cram a straw up it.
I'm evidently not even smart enough to have ever thought that was a thing.
Yeah.
Joel, come back next week with an analysis.
No. So
like, I tried these 4 ways, and let me tell you. And which one was the winner? Which one popped?
No. Which one popped?
when it pops, man. It looks like the old, what was it? The old,
when it pops, you can't stop.
Looney Tunes commercial. Like you put with the Looney Tunes cartoon where they put the finger in the gun and they fire it and the thing just explodes out the sides and curls back.
That's what Joel
will look like next week.
The Liquid Death website has Ozzy Osbourne promoting Liquid Death. I'm like, okay.
I'm glad he's making some money there.
I don't know if you can tell whether or not he's actually, you know, saying anything about the product.
Says Ozzy says, don't snort death dust. Dude's talking about the drink sticks.
I can tell that's what he said.
You can't. That's just a text.
I find it interesting that when we were growing up, like, Ozzy and Kiss and Alice Cooper and all these people were the freaking devil, and the horror that's the rot that they bring. And now they're just like celebrity spokespeople, advertising all the time. You know, sold out. They're just cash. You know, they're making money, man. They're keeping themselves relevant in the public's eye, and now they're like family names.
They spent all their money before, and now they're trying to make their retirement.
Uh-huh. I might have to make a trip tomorrow and see if they got the hot fudge one, because I want to try that. That sounds interesting. I wonder if it'll change. You ever try to...
Are you still talking about Liquid Death?
Yes. You ever tried the Canfield soda? The hot fudge soda? That was nasty. Ugh.
You know what? The older I get, the more I realize that a hot fudge something should be a hot fudge sundae, right? Not a soda.
Right.
Not a
Pepto-Bismol.
I tried.
Yeah, not a Pepto-Bismol. A potato chip.
I have these random cravings for a banana split, but you know what you can get nowhere, absolutely nowhere.
No banana
splits? A proper banana split.
Like,
not
what
even
do you mean?
A Dairy Queen?
You can get like a banana split blizzard, but that's not a banana split.
If you're not
proper ice cream, banana split.
Yeah, I'm talking about like proper ice cream.
Right, they don't have that at Dairy Queen?
No.
Dairy Queen doesn't have proper ice cream.
They have soft serve, but...
Okay, but no Dairy Queen. What the heck? Don't you have an ice cream shop around your place? Either one of you.
We have Brahms. We have Brahms.
Brahms?
I'm going to be honest, we probably do.
Brahums.
Oh, okay.
They do.
Is that like a Ben and Jerry's or something?
It's a
local place.
It's a little local grocer / ice cream shop / burger joint.
Right.
And they don't have banana splits?
No.
Dairy Queen has one.
Dude,
Dairy Queen has
nobody
crap.
Wants Dairy Queen. Dairy Queen gives me the shits, man.
Really?
It's
your Dairy
it's like,
Queen must not clean their machine then.
No, it's all chemically. It's like if you
what the hell do you eat there? Like Mr. Misty's, the slushies or something? Cripes.
No, I don't go to Dairy Queen.
Uh-huh.
Well, I've been to Dairy Queen in the past year because after one of the swim meets or whatever, the kids went to Dairy Queen. I mean, it's not bad, but it's not like if I'm gonna go out for ice cream, I would go down to an ice cream.
I'd rather go to like Friendly's, but we don't have any of those anymore.
But I don't think you get a banana split at Friendly's.
I don't think they were making.
Not like a proper one. Like you're talking about the bananas like cut in half and laid down in the dish or whatever with the ice cream over it and like the hot fudge, the caramel.
Okay. Brahms does have banana split on their menu, so I will go by there and I will try it, and I will see if it's a proper, like, actually tastes like a banana split from, you know, the 80s.
Well, is that what it is? The two banana split, and then you got the three different kinds of ice cream on it?
That's what it looks like, and it looks really good on the website.
Now,
doesn't mean it looks like that in person.
Are they doing...
which is totally true.
Pineapple topping on it?
I do not see pineapple on there, but I do see the chocolate, the fudge, and the strawberry syrup.
Okay, yeah, strawberry. There we go.
And then it looks like some kind of white chocolate fudge. Eat it. Chocolate syrup on one, dip of strawberry ice cream covered with strawberry topping, and a big dip of chocolate ice cream covered with marshmallow topping. And do a split banana.
Now, see, marshmallow I've never seen in a banana split.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing. Better off going to Dairy Queen.
Strawberry, pineapple, or caramel and chocolate usually.
It's that liquid marshmallow stuff.
I like marshmallow.
I'm willing to give it a try.
I don't think you could go wrong. I mean.
No.
Have you been there? Before
we used to go to Brahms when their burgers were good, but then their burgers kind of went downhill, so we stopped going because we used to get their like bag of 10 burgers to bring home for the kids, and they just stopped being tasty, so we stopped doing it. But my daughter works there, so I'll have to talk to her.
There you go. The closest Friendly's to me in Ohio is New York.
He keeps talking about all these restaurants, but what he really means is he just goes to Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
No, well, that's about all I have here. Dairy Queen and there's Swenson's and Jenny's.
You mean but to
Jenny's
tell me...
Jenny's doesn't do Sundays. They just do ice cream.
You live in Columbus... Next to Columbus, so how long does it take you to get to downtown Columbus?
Like about 10 minutes.
Okay, you're telling me you are on the outskirts of Columbus, Ohio, and there is no ice cream shop around. That's a proper, not a Dairy Queen, not a Friendly's, just like an ice cream parlor.
There are, but are they like when we grew up? Probably not.
But I don't know. You just keep telling me about Friendly's and Dairy Queen. I don't know what you grew up with.
Friendly's is what I grew up with.
He considers Dairy Queen to be the epitome of ice cream parlors.
No, it's just the only one we got in Grove City, okay? We got Johnson's Real Ice Cream.
It's a frozen yogurt joint.
Wait, Dairy Queen's not frozen yogurt?
No, they're not frozen yogurt.
Oh, okay. Are you thinking of Sweet Frog? It's a soft serve joint.
Yeah.
Or Pink Berry.
Dave's got a pink bear for you.
Berry.
Harry Berry. Pink Bad Bear. What's that lyric from, Dave?
I don't know.
Got a hairy-minded pink bad bear.
I do not know that.
I have one of my work associates is a little bit older than me. He's, you know, probably early 60s. And he was like, this application is just plain dogging. And it's like, dude, I know you're from a different time, but that means something else now.
Raw dogging?
Dogging. You should look that up. Dogging. Don't do it on a work computer.
I wouldn't do that anyway.
It's actually British slang for, well, it's actually become popular in America too, for basically having sex in public.
Uh-huh.
In semi-public places.
Just like a fanny with an strangers. Ass in the UK. A fanny's not a butt in the UK. It's the other thing.
A vagina?
That's slang for vagina in the UK.
I was just wondering if you were avoiding that particular word or you couldn't think of a proper word for it instead of, you know...
No, I was going to say a more crude word.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's start the show, man.
Okay. Hold on. What episode is it?
Before we go more off the rails.
Right.
Dave, what episode is it?
I gotta check my cheat sheet.
67?
He's 67.
68,
Dave. And Dave.
Okay. Yeah.
So you know.
Yeah, it's 1068.
It's from Lou Reed's Transformer album. Andy's Chest is the song. There you go. You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right.